how to optimize your business operations for maximum profit. So the big question is, how are entrepreneurs like us who have too much to do and too little time able to build both the business and the life of our dreams? That's the question. And on this podcast, we'll explore the journey to the answer. My name is Brett Ingram, entrepreneur and award-winning product creator. I chose to build a business and have a time for a personal life, and I want to help you do the same. Welcome to Optimize. So our business goals for each of us may differ, right? We might want to be a titan of industry and become a mogul and change the world, or we might just want to live a better lifestyle, make our own rules, and be able to pay our bills and live, you know, on our own without needing to rely on anybody else, or anywhere in between. So regardless of our goals, though, the fact of the matter is profit is the gas that keeps us in business, right? It's the thing that if we have enough profit, then we can keep our business going in perpetuity. The minute that we get to a point where we start to lose money or we're not making enough profit, then competition can get tougher. It can be harder and harder to survive. And if we aren't ultimately making enough money, we can't afford to live our own lifestyle, and we certainly can't pay the business bills. So we ended up going out of business. So regardless of whether or not our goals are profit motivated, or whether or not we just want to, you know, change the world and make people's lives better, and the fact that we make money doing it is great, but it's not really what our goal is. Either way, it doesn't matter. The fact is, it's smart and important to want to maximize our profits, because what it's going to do is it's going to allow us to continue to do what we love to do. And so we're going to have greater lifestyle security. We're going to be able to have a better lifestyle. We're going to be able to pay the bills. We're going to have peace of mind. We're going to know that we can compete and everything else. And so, you know, in general, when we talk about profit and we talk about sales, mostly the focus shifts to marketing, sales, those kinds of things. The idea is when we think about profit, it's always from sort of the sales and revenue side of it. Because the idea is if we can market more, if we can sell more, if we can get more of our products and services in front of customers and get more to buy, then we can scale and we can grow and we can make profit. 100% true. Everything about that makes total sense. But there's another side to the same coin, and that is the equation for profit in a simplified format is just revenue minus expenses. So there are actually two different ways to increase our profit. Yes, we can increase revenue, we can increase sales, so we can start to market more, we can make more sales, we can get more customers, we can increase the average profit per sale or average amount per sale, we can increase the frequency that people buy from us. All those are very effective, valuable strategies and should always be pursued. But that's also talked about quite a bit. But let's look at the other side of it for a minute, because here's the thing. If I make $100 in sales and I have $50 expenses, then I make $50 in profit. If I now want to make $100 in profit, I can raise the sales, right? And now if the sales go up to 150 and my expenses are 50, then I'm still at 100. Or if I could reduce my expenses to zero for the same amount of sales, it's $100 in sales, at zero expense, I still have the $100 profit. So the fact of the matter is, sales is always important, revenue is always important, and if we have investors or whatever else, they're all going to be excited about the idea that the sales curve goes up. But the fact of the matter is, profitability is super important, and an equally powerful way to increase profit is to reduce expenses. And so increasing revenue is one way, but decreasing expenses is another way. So if we get efficient and we get optimized, the benefit of doing that, there are a number of them, but among the chief ones is that we can minimize our waste and therefore minimize our expense. And if we do that, that helps us maximize our profit. So I want to talk for a little bit about how we're going to do that. When we're working inside our business, what can we do already inside of it without needing to go out and get more customers to make more money? So it's also even more important what we're going to talk about for scaling. Because here's the thing. Let's say that you're profitable And then let's say you amp up your marketing and you start making even more sales. But your expense structure and your operation structure is not efficient. So you're wasting extra dollars here, extra dollars there. Well, as you scale, those problems become more pronounced. The gaps between become larger. The waste becomes bigger. And the expenses go up at an alarming rate. So the fact is, it's always smart to optimize while we're small. So then when we scale in an efficient way as well. So there's a lot of benefits to doing this, no matter what level that we're currently at, before we start to scale any larger anyway. So there's a simple method that I created over the years of doing this for myself. Because in the digital business that I have a variety of different things going on at any given time. And it can be very difficult to keep track of everything and very difficult to figure out a way to try to, okay, how could I reduce expenses? I can't cut that out. So I figured out a way to try to optimize each and every aspect of it. So that way it's a much more efficient, leaner ship and allows for more profit. So the simple method that I want to share with you is going to help you optimize your business and keep it that way. And it's basically just a few steps. The first step is literally to just identify all the tasks and operations in your business. It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how small it is. You can write these out as a list. It doesn't really matter, whatever. But we need to identify. Most of us don't even think about in a conscious way or in sort of a list way, the stuff that needs to be done in our business. We see a need, we fill it. We see something that needs to be done, we do it. So the basic idea is we just go around doing all the things we need to do. So at the end of the day, the stuff is done that needs to be done. But once we have been in business for any period of time, there are going to be a set of tasks that we're going to do. And a number of them are going to be ones that we do over and over again, right? And some are not, and some are, and everything else. But we want to identify all the tasks, everything that we do in the business. So if it's something that I do as the owner or as the CEO or whatever, then I'm gonna jot that down. If I have a team, staff, outsourcers, doesn't matter. All of those tasks that need to be done for your business to make a profit, that to make sales and exist, are all the things we need to write down. So once we start to make a list, and at first, the first few of those things will come right to your head. But as you actually stop and think about it, and as you go through your day, you can start to jot things down. Like if you can't think of everything all in one shot, that's okay. But what you'll find is as you go through your day, other things will crop up and you'll say, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I do that every day too. And I have to do this every Friday. And so you keep that list going and you add to it as you add new things. So we want to compile a composite list of all the things that need to be done in our business every single day, right? Not only daily stuff, but we want to make sure we have the daily stuff and we have all the long-term stuff and everything else that gets done. So everything that's done as an operation in our business, we're tracking. The second step is that anything that is repeated or ongoing, we want to create a process for it. This is absolute gold when you grasp this and realize how powerful this is as we go through these steps. So basically, let's say on a given day, I get up and I, you know, turn on the computer, whatever, I check my various things. And then I respond to some Skypes and, you know, stuff like that. And then I queue up my marketing emails for the day. And then I shoot my podcast episode. And then I do this and I do that. Anything that I'm doing over and over and over again, I send emails every day. I check my inbox every day. I make a podcast episode every day. Anything like that, even if it's weekly, say you had a weekly podcast. I do it every Wednesday. I have to make a podcast. Okay, great. That's still, if it's repeated, I do whatever it is. Like we do an inventory every third Friday of the month. Fine. Even though it's once a month, it's a process. It's something that gets done over and over and over again. So the idea is if there's things that we keep doing over and over, the more efficient we make those, the more time we save and the more expense we save because we're doing it over and over. For one-off stuff where, okay, well, today I have to talk to this magazine like journalist about this particular thing that they want to interview me for. Okay, well, that might not be a repeated thing. So there might not be a process. If I'm going to be doing a lot of interviews, then I probably want to make a process for that too. So I have the bullet points I want to talk about when we're on the phone, whatever else. But if it's a one-time deal, we can table it. We can just keep it on our list, but not worry about it. Anything repeated, we're going to make a process. So how we're going to do that is this. The first thing that we're going to do, let's say that it's email marketing, right? The first thing we're going to do is we're going to write it out step by step as though we were making a training guide for somebody. Now, before you grumble and roll your eyes about the fact that you don't want to do this administrative, I totally get it. I hate administrative work. I don't like detail work. It's not my strength. I can promise you this is worth its weight in gold. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to write it out step by step. Now, again, this is something that if we're just trying to think about, what are the steps? We're going to leave stuff out. So it's okay to start it that way. But then what you want to do is pull out that sheet or open up that online doc, whatever it is. I do mine online. It's much better for a lot of reasons, which I'll share after. But regardless, whatever works for you. But once you're doing the process again, open it up and add in the steps that you missed. Rearrange the steps, whatever needs to be done, but write it out step by step as though you're pretending that you needed to teach this to somebody else. I'm not going to be able to do my email marketing anymore. I got to get this other person to do it. I got to be out of the country for 3 years with no internet connection, whatever. So I'm going to pretend that somebody else is going to need to be able to do this for me. So I'm going to write out the process from start to finish with every single step that needs to be done. Then I'm going to look at my process and I'm going to rearrange steps and clarify as needed. So some of the steps, as we jot them down, might not be totally clear. They might make sense to us. But when we go back and we look at them, we go, that's a little confusing. What do I mean by this or that? I can't even understand what I meant by this now. So we can clarify as needed and we can rearrange steps. Sometimes I'll think through something, I start to put down the steps, and then I realize, oh, wait a minute, I missed two steps that were in the middle. So I rearrange that so I have a master process that if someone were to follow step by step by step, they'd be able to follow the process that I use to be able to do this. And if you don't already have a process that you follow, if you're random every time that you do it, well, today I get my links first and then I send the email. The other day I, look at the software and then I, do a review and then that's fine. It gives you an opportunity then to create a process that is repeatable, which is super important and valuable. And you're going to see why. I'm going to share why in a minute. So basically we're going to rearrange those steps and we're going to clarify as needed everywhere that we need to. Then we're going to list the tools that are needed or the resources that are needed to make it happen and or link to them. If we're using an online document, this is why I like to use online. It's easier to edit, but also you can post links right in there. So let's say, for example, for email marketing, I use a couple of different email marketing tools. Well, if I'm going to write out the steps, I also have to put links in to the various tools that I use and my logins. Otherwise, nobody else would be able to do it, right? To say, send this email. Okay, well, how, where, using what tool? So I put a link to the tool. So when they click on it, it opens up the tool. Okay, great. Give them my login. Now they can log in and they can send the emails. If I'm going to decide what products to promote using that, and I have a place I go to look at that, I'm going to list that. So each of the various things, we put links, we attach documents, put links, lists, whatever. So the ending process that we've created is complete. That if we disappeared tomorrow and handed this to somebody, they could pick it up and essentially figure it out. They might not be as good as we are initially at it. That's fine. But they'd be able to at least do the process in a way that does it justice. And that is the idea. We want to really document all of those processes. Then the third step is to review every process and tighten it. This is really valuable. So the first, once we've started to document it, that's great. That in and of itself is going to help a lot. You're going to notice a lot of things that are inefficiencies just by doing that process. But in addition to that, then if we go back and look at that with a critical eye, and we say, well, wait a minute, does every process here make sense? Are there steps here that can be eliminated? Sometimes we do something out of the force of habit or something we started doing. We're not really needing it anymore, but we keep doing it just because we never thought consciously about the process. It's just the way we've always done it. Can steps be combined? Sometimes we could take a couple of steps and put them together or change the order that they're done so the process flows a lot easier. Instead of jumping from this window to that window over to this computer and then that one, oh no, I can do these four steps in this window and then I can open a new tab and knock this thing out. So we can look at how things can be eliminated, how things can be combined. And then can things be streamlined or done in a better, faster, cheaper, easier way? We look at every step and we say, is there anything about this that could be streamlined, shortened, simplified? Is there a way to make it better, faster, cheaper? Those are all things that save waste and save expense. And then once we've done all that from a manual perspective, then we want to look at it and ask ourselves, can this be automated? Okay, is there an AI tool? Is there some kind of automatic tool out there that can do some of these steps for us? You know, I know for email inbox management, there are a lot of smart email inboxes now that basically will learn your behaviors and realize these are spam, dump these. So you could even save the amount of money you'd spend on an admin in a lot of cases, because it will even filter those things out for you. And you can let it know what emails are really important. So don't dump these no matter what or whatever. So they're automated tools. And if you don't know, do a search. A lot of times there's new stuff coming out all the time. So we need to figure out what tools are there out there. I do a search for that. I'll give you a perfect example of this. I used to do things with cutout images, right? So I had an image and I needed to cut out all the background to make it transparent so it could lay on top of another image or a graphic. And when I started doing it, I was using Photoshop. So I had to like cut around the image and then zoom it way in and then like eliminate just the extra gray spots and all the other stuff. And I literally was doing this manually. And then I was like, I found a way to automate it in a batch sort of thing. So it was a little bit better, but it was still really tedious. And one day I just decided I'd do a search. And I found this tool online that actually, I think it was called Clipping Magic was the first one, or Clip Magic or something. And so you could literally put a tool in there. You had to pay for it, but it was so cheap. But by comparison, I could do an entire batch in a few minutes I might spend $20 on the credits to do those. Whereas it would have taken me, even if I outsourced it, more dollars and time than that to pay somebody to do it. So it was actually a cost savings. And I just didn't know the tool existed. So I knew it had been around longer than when I found it. If I had just done a search earlier, I would have saved all that trouble up front and would have been able to already do it better, faster. So we want to be looking for ways that we can automate and simplify these things. Are there tools out there that exist? Okay, if not, can it be outsourced for a lower cost? If I'm doing it and I think, you know, I'm the CEO, so I'm the only one who's going to be doing this and I'm going to be doing that. I have all these high level activities I need to be doing, and I'm doing image cropping, and I could pay somebody $5 an hour or $7 an hour to do it. There's no question that, yes, it's a cost, but it's actually in terms of its cost benefit, it's actually a benefit. It's actually a money saving, because now I can dedicate my time toward growing the business and doing more important things. And I can have somebody else who's good at that focus on that. So can it be outsourced for lower cost than what we're currently spending on it? And then the fourth step that we want to do is we want to do an ongoing process review monthly or at a set interval. The first three steps are vitally important and will drastically improve your efficiency. However, by its very definition, as we go through business, things become inefficient. If we just stop there, we've gone 90% of the way up the mountain, only to find we're going to roll back down. Because over the course of several months, things are going to get sloppy and inefficient again. So we want to go back to this document every single month, or at whatever set interval we decide, and we want to review it and ask all the same questions. Can we automate this? Is there a tool now that exists that can do this? Can we outsource it at a lower cost? Can we remove steps? combine steps, duplicate, or like remove duplicate steps, whatever. If we have someone on our team that's already doing this process, put them in charge of optimizing and updating it. Tell them every month, your job is to open this document, go through it step by step, and see, is there a way that we could do this better? Because things are going to change over time, and the process that we follow may not always be the same. New tools are going to become available that make it better and easier to do. And, you know, as an example for my own podcast, I originally was using, when I was doing a video and an audio, about 6 different tools. I had Camtasia, I was using Photoshop, I was using, you know, some other rendering thing. I had an online platform, I had Blueberry for the, I've got it down to 2 or 3 tools now. And I'm able to create all the content in essentially 1 to 2 places. So I took my own operation and streamlined it. And I knocked over an hour, probably 90 minutes a day off of that from my time that I've now freed up to do other things. It's hugely important. And remember, if it's a repeatable task, it's not 90 minutes you saved once. It's every single time you do that task, you're saving that amount of time. So these 4 steps can make a big difference, both in cutting costs and inefficiencies, but also in removing ourselves as necessary and making the processes in our businesses easy to train new people and get up to speed fast. So it minimizes the reliance on any one person's individual knowledge that's in their head, and it makes our business more scalable and frees us up. So the takeaway here is that every business needs to make profit. Whether our goals are to become titans or moguls of industry, or we just want to live a better life by our own rules, profit is the gas that keeps the engine going. We can always look for ways to grow sales, but if we also minimize expenses, we maximize our profit, improve our market competitiveness, make our business scalable, and eliminate the need for us to always be working. Optimizing takes a bit of time and work up front, but the payoff down the line is well worth it. Be sure to subscribe so you get every episode and share it with a friend. And until next time, remember, no matter what you want from your business and your life, don't compromise, optimize.